I want to talk to you about rubber. About rubber and the war. About rubber and the American people. When I say rubber, I mean rubber. I don't mean gasoline. Gasoline is a serious problem only in certain parts of the country. But rubber is a problem everywhere, from one end of the country to the other, in the Mississippi Valley as well as in the east, in the oil country as well as in the corn country, in the iron country as well as in the great industrial centers. Rubber is a problem for this reason, because modern wars cannot be won without rubber, and because 92% of our normal supply of rubber has been cut off by the Japanese. That is serious. It would be more serious if we had not built up a stockpile before the war started. If we were not now building up a great new synthetic rubber industry. But that takes time, so we have an immediate need. Neither the stockpile nor the synthetic plants which are now being built, nor both together, will be enough to provide for the great needs of our new Army and Navy, plus our civilian requirements as they now exist. The armed services have done all they can. They've eliminated rubber wherever possible. The Army, for example, has had to replace rubber treads with less efficient steel treads on some of its tanks. Army and Navy estimates of rubber use, has had to be curtailed all along the line. But there's a limit to that. You and I want the finest and most efficient Army and Navy that the world has ever seen. An Army and Navy with the greatest and swiftest striking power. That means rubber. Huge quantities of it. Rubber for trucks and tanks and planes and gun mounts. Rubber for gas masks and rubber for landing boats. But it's not the Army and Navy alone that need rubber. The process of production also needs rubber. We need to get our war workers back and forth to their plants, some of them far from workers' homes. We need rubber to keep our essential goods and supplies moving. All this adds up to a very serious problem, a problem that's a challenge to the sound judgment of the government and to the ingenuity of the American people. It's a problem that we Americans are laboring to solve, a problem that we will solve. But there is one unknown factor in this problem. We know what our stockpile is. We know what our synthetic capacity will be. But we do not know how much used rubber there is in the country at this moment. Used rubber, which reclaimed and reprocessed, can be combined with our supplies of new rubber to make those supplies go further in meeting military and civilian needs. Specifically, we don't know how much used rubber there is in your cellar, in your barn, in your stockroom, your garage, your attic. There are as many opinions as there are experts, and until we know, we can't make our plans for the best use of the rubber we have. The only way to find out is to get the used rubber in where it can stand up and be counted. And that is precisely what we propose to do. We're setting aside the 2 weeks period from next Monday, June 15th, at 12:01 a.m. until midnight of June 30th to get that old rubber in. We've asked the filling station operator, the thousands on thousands of citizens who operate gas stations and garages from one end of the country to the other to help. And they have generously and patriotically agreed to help, they and the oil companies which serve them. They have agreed to take the old rubber in and to pay for it at the standard rate of a penny a pound, an amount which will later be refunded to them by the government. I know that I don't need to urge you to take part in this collection drive. All you need to know is the place to take your rubber to and the time to take it there, the next 2 weeks. And You need to know the fact that your country needs your rubber. We do not want you to turn in essential rubber that you need in your daily life. Rubber you'll have to replace by buying new things in the store. But we do want every bit of rubber that you can possibly spare, and in any quantity, less than a pound, many pounds. We want it in every form, old tires, old rubber raincoats, old garden hose, rubber shoes, bathing caps, gloves, whatever you have that is made of rubber. If you think it's rubber, take it to your nearest filling station. Once the rubber is in, we will know what our supplies of used rubber are, and we'll make our plans accordingly. One thing you can be sure of, we are going to see to it that there's enough rubber to build the planes to bomb Tokyo and Berlin, enough rubber to build the tanks to crush the enemy wherever we may find him, enough rubber to win this war. And here are two simple rules for this rubber emergency. First, turn in all the old rubber, anywhere and everywhere. Second, cut the use of your car. Save its tires by driving slowly, and most important of all, by driving less. I know that the United States will respond.